Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 12 January. Top stories for today. The Yang di-Pertuan Agong Al-Sultan Abdullah Riayatuddin Al-Mustafa Billah Shah has consented to the proclamation of emergency being implemented as a proactive measure to curb the spread of COVID-19. His Majesty consents to the period of emergency implementation until August 1, 2021 or until an earlier date if the daily COVID-19 positive case figures can be controlled and lowered effectively. Meanwhile, in a special address, the Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin said emergency proclamation is specifically to curb the spread of COVID-19 following what had happened after the Sabah by-election recently. He emphasised that the proclamation is not a military coup and will not affect the functioning of federal and state governments. He also promises that the judiciary will continue to function to uphold law and justice. The Ministry of Health has established that levels 1 and 2 COVID-19 patients will undergo treatment and quarantine at home while being monitored strictly by health workers. Health Minister Datuk Seri Dr. Adam Barber said a task force has been formed at the Crisis Preparedness and Emergency Response Centre level, state and district levels, to monitor patients being treated at home. While patients with symptoms would still be treated in hospital, levels 1 and 2 patients would be quarantined at home for 10 days, and a screening test would be conducted on them on the last day. Home Minister Datuk Seri Hamzah Zainuddin has tested positive for COVID-19 after he underwent a COVID-19 screening yesterday. The ministry said Hamzah would undergo the recommended treatment and quarantine period and would be closely monitored by the Health Ministry. Hamzah is the third minister to test positive for the virus after Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Datuk Seri Mustafa Mohamad, and Women, Family and Community Development Minister Datuk Seri Rina Mohamad Harun. Met Malaysia is expecting the weather conditions in Peninsular Malaysia to improve, which means floods caused by the monsoon season will be over soon. Environment and Water Minister Datuk Seri Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man said the current flooding might take some time to fully recede as high tide would occur tomorrow and huge waves were expected to continue in the South China Sea for a few days. United States President Donald Trump has declared a state of emergency in the nation's capital. The order authorizes federal assistance to be extended through January 24th to support efforts in Washington, D.C. to respond to the emergency situation. Early on Monday, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, in an internal bulletin, warned of possible armed protests in all 50 states and in the U.S. Capitol in the days leading up to Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.